Ukrainian comedian wins presidential election by landslide. A comedian who plays the president on television has won the presidency in a landslide election against the incumbent in conflict-torn Ukraine, according to exit polls. Volodymyr Zelensky, 41, had 73% of the vote against 26% for Petro Poroshenko, 53, who was elected after protests toppled a pro-Russian leader in 2014. The story is remarkably similar to the hit show Servant of the People, where a teacher played by Mr. Zelensky is selected president on the strength of a viral video rant. A lack of reform since the 2014 revolution has foiled support for the outsider promising to fight corruption and leave after one term. Mr. Zelensky easily won the first round of voting, albeit without a majority. But his superficial campaign of comedy shows and social media videos have offered little insight in how political neophyte will achieve this with a parliament mostly allegiant to President Poroshenko. Thank you to all Ukrainians wherever you're located. I promise I will never let you down, Mr. Zelensky said in a victory speech that lasted less than 3 minutes. To all citizens of post-Soviet countries, look at us. Anything is possible, he added. President Poroshenko congratulated his opponent on victory shortly after the polls closed, saying the election had been fair and shown Ukraine to be an independent European country. The candidate previously betrayed an inexperience when he posed with his filled-in ballot on Sunday, a violation of election laws that earned him a police citation. Now, the poorest country in Europe, Ukraine, and its 42 million people stand at the forefront of tensions between Russia and the West, fighting a low-level conflict with Moscow-backed separatists that continues to claim lives. Mr. Zelensky has said that he would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin and involve the UK and the United States in new talks to solve the conflict, but also promised not to lift the economic blockade on the separatist held areas. Sunday's vote ended a dirty campaign that culminated in a verminous debate at Kyiv's 70,000 seat Olympic Stadium on Friday evening, a format where the candidate asked questions of each other quickly devolved into recriminations touching on the scandals in which both have been embroiled. Returning into central motives of his campaign, President Poroshenko said Mr. Zelensky was unprepared to stand up to Vladimir Putin and suggested he was a puppet to self-exiled oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky, owner of the channel that broadcasted his shows. Mr. Zelensky pointed out that the president was the owner of a candy-making empire that until 2017 had a factory in Russia, accusing him of enriching his friends while in power. He repeatedly threatened to put Mr. Poroshenko on trial. The president dismissed Mr. Zelensky's allegations as rubbish. The specter of Mr. Kolomoisko will continue to loom over Mr. Zelensky as president, however. Just days before the vote, a court ruled that the oligarch's Zelensky's supporter, Ihor Kolomoisky's private bank was illegally nationalized after a $5.5 billion hole was found in its accounts. Any move to hand the bank back is sure to be opposed by the International Monetary Fund, a vital creditor for Ukraine.